World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
All right, I'll admit it. Okay, I'm guilty. I admit it. I'm guilty. I did it. I said, what, Coach? Well, I tried to sleep with the, I guess they don't call it the State of the Union, whatever that thing was. I tried to sleep with that playing in the background. I wanted to, you know, because I'm a famous member of the media here, I didn't want to get caught with my pants down, so to speak. So I tried to listen to that crap last night at the, unbelievable. What a world we live in. What a country we live in, folks. What a country we live in. And I'm convinced, maybe more than ever, that it's not only is it a dog and pony show, a dog and pony, meaning staged to a degree. It just becomes more and more obvious to me how little influence there is of Christianity in the culture. Really, really. And I thank God, trust but verify, Trump bit his tongue several times when I wouldn't have. And I don't know if you've picked up on this yet or not. Donald Trump carries a real sense of masculinity with him. The old fashioned, you guys remember your grandpa? Anybody remember your grandpa? Anybody remember your uncle? Back when he used to call a spade, anybody remember that? Today we live in a culture and a society when a man speaks the truth like that, well, he's rude and he's not loving and he's not Christian. And so I'm laying there with my head on the pillow trying to go to sleep. Amen. About time somebody stood up and said the damn truth. And then look, Archie Bunker, good one, Paul. He is Archie Bunker with some polish, right? And I'm landing there, amen, and saying, say it again, to exactly what's going on. And watching those freaking, it's not even Democrat, Republican. It really isn't. It's both groups have been so infiltrated, folks, anybody out there besides me, remember that the women's movement was launched by the Democrat Party? Anybody remember that? Women's movement, folks, the civil rights movement, Dr. King, Bobby Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, they were all Democrats. George Wallace, remember him? He stood down there and blocked the door down in Alabama, right? And now, Democratic Party won't even stand up for women. They used to lead. They were the heads of the women's movement. Now they only won't stand up and defend women in sports. What do you think the odds are, friends out there? I'm just doing a little bit of clearing my brain here this morning. What do you think the percentages are out there in America of people who support men in women's sports? What do you suppose the percentage would be? Maybe the trannies and their friends. Would it be 2%? Would it be 5%? Would it be 8% of people who think men ought to participate in women's sports? But see, they can't let their guard down on that one because it'll expose the tranny movement for what it is. So as a result, they're said all those people who won't even applaud when Donald Trump says no men in women's sports. It's unbelievable to watch. Where we are. And you know what is just as unbelievable? I'm sitting there last night watching listening to the spanking that's going on, which it really was. It was pretty much a spanking. And listening to the things that President Trump was saying last night, and most of it was common sense. Common sense. Let's have peace in the Ukraine. Let's stop funding this ridiculous cult. Stop funding it. Let's find out where they're wasting money. Let's do it. Huh? Folks, it's unbelievable to watch. And half of them sit there. That's why I got to wonder if it's a dog and pony show. Are they doing that on purpose? You mean the Democrats couldn't even get to their feet and applaud men and no men in women's sports? They couldn't even do that? So I'm asking myself last night, and I'm asking myself this morning, a Bahu and a Dahu. I'm going to pull that up here in a second for you. What's going on? What's going on? One of the things that I've been, hang on, I'll get you in. Hang on. One of the things I realized, do you know that England, you know Europe is incapable of fighting a war. Do you know that? You understand that Europe is totally dependent on us, on the United States. NATO is us. It's us. And so if we pull out of NATO, what are they really worried about? Are they really worried about Russia? Is that really what it's about? Or is it more of a design goal to drain us of all of our strength and all of our power? I don't know. I don't want to get bogged down on that. I got some good news, some stuff I want to throw up there real quick. Folks, I just got a lot of stuff that comes across my desk. Number one, we need to pray for Gary Pierce. Gary, who's my right and left-hand man, a lot of things we got going on. And Gary and his wife, Debbie. Well, that's not true. It wasn't Debbie. Gary went skiing. Gary's, I think he's 72. And rides a bike and probably never ate anything unhealthy in his life. One of those kind of guys. Well, Gary went skiing last two weekends ago. I think it was now, whenever. And fell on his skis. Broke his hip. And the femur, broke the femur, and he has to have the hip. The whole thing has to going in this morning. Going in at 8 o'clock this morning to have a new hip basically put in. And I don't know if you guys know what a rehabilitation that is for a guy certainly that age. So I spoke to him last night. He's in good spirits, as Gary always is. But let's just pray that just pray for him this morning. In fact, we're going to pray here in just a second. And one of the things they were concerned about, I'm not doing any HIPAA violations here, is, you know, when something like that happens, they've been very, very concerned for bleeding inside the joint. That's really what their concern was. And they really thought maybe they should have done it sooner, just haven't been able to get him in. But they're getting him in this morning. And, Lord, we just thank you. All of us, Lord. It said we're two or more gathered in the midst, Lord. Just guide the surgeon's hands today. Quick and speedy recovery for Gary, Lord. Give strength to Debbie. Let the two of those guys convalesce together, Lord. Strengthen them, strengthen that family. And let those of us who love them stand in the gap for them, Lord. You said that healing is a children's bread. We just ask that you would touch Gary now, Lord. We need him. We don't need him on the sidelines, Lord. We need him in the game. Just be with both of them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. I mean, they tell me, huh? I can't remember who it was. I had a conversation with yesterday. You know what? Old people fall and break their hips. You know that? Old people do. And what we don't really understand is your bones tend to get brittle. And it's not that you fall and break your hip. You break your hip and fall. That's what happens a lot of times to older people. And Gary's not an old guy, man. Gary's a young guy. Rides bike, climbs mountains, goes skiing. And I teased him. I said, Gary, should have been like me, man. Eat a lot of sugar, a lot of fattening stuff, sit on the couch. Look at all that hard work, all that bike riding, all you did, and you got a broken hip, and I keep getting fatter. And ain't justice in the world, is there? So, again, just continue to hold him up in prayer. I got a couple things I got to throw up here real quick, and I don't mean it to sound that way. Pull up Stay Awake, Spencer, if you could. The email says Stay Awake. Folks, we got the I don't know about what you guys feel like. Somebody asked me, Coach, you been going out, been speaking, what's going on? That kind of stuff. And I said, no, would you guys agree with me on this? Did everything quit during COVID? Everything quit during, oh my gout's unbelievable, Beth. I go to the doctor again. Let me back up a minute. You ain't gonna believe this. I went to my cardiologist yesterday. And you know, I've been taking a lot of, I had a myocardial infarction, whatever that means. I don't know how many years it was ago now. And they put me on these meds, yada, 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 yada. And I've slowly been reading up and getting off of the meds that they put me on, main one being Eliquis. I'm not a doctor. And, you know, I got AFib, yada, yada, yada. So I go to the cardiologist, my yearly checkup at the cardiologist yesterday. 130/86. What was it, Michelle? She yelled at me. She always yells at me. What? 134/78. He looked at me. Ain't supposed to be that. 134/78. Boom. And then for those of you out there, maybe I don't want to do a medical show here. AFib, atrial fibrillation. He says, I said, will that ever go away? Will that ever go away, AFib? He says, nah, once your heart's amazing, your body's amazing, it just kind of readjusts. And so whatever caused that AFib, your heart's kind of worked around it. You're okay, man. You're okay. Once it's amazing, right? You want to know what I'm taking? You text me and I'll tell you what I'm taking. And it's natural stuff. Natural stuff. So praise the Lord on that. Then I go to my bone cruncher today. I call him the bone cruncher. The other doctor, I hate going to the doctors. The chiropractor, as my buddy says, chiropractor. My gout, the gout. Dudes, I played golf yesterday. I walked golf with my grandson yesterday. I haven't walked in forever. Yesterday, I got to look at my pedometer here because I don't want you guys to think I'm lying to you. I walked 3.6 miles yesterday. Me. You guys probably don't care about my medical, but it matters to me, man. It matters to me. I got to get in the game here.
Yeah, good job, Coach. Good job.
Got to get in the game. So just pray. I just want to thank God.
Body in motion stays in motion.
Body in motion stays in motion. Very good. And that's really been a problem for because I haven't been able to actually, I haven't been able to walk. I'm telling you, I haven't been able to walk. I walked 3.6 miles yesterday. Unbelievable. Playing golf. Golf sucked, but that's a different story. Got to play with my grandson. That's always a joy. Okay, hang on. Okay, so I want to throw a couple things up here. The Stay Awake America Tour, March 28th and 29th in Delaware, Ohio. Okay? Now, look, you can see. We'll put it in the chat. Mikovits, Dr. Frank. Do I go down through all of these? You want me to read all these names? All these people going to be here? Dr. Lynn Lafferty, who helped me with the gout. Patrick Byrne, Casper, Vandersteel, Craig Sawyer, Coach Dave, Tom Renz. What? Yeah. March 28 and 29, coming up here. Right? Coming up here. Aloha Brett. He used to be Ohio Brett. Now he's Aloha Brett. Music Health Action. Going to be held in Delaware, Ohio, March 28th and 29th. Put in the chat. I don't know how. Patrick Byrne, Casper. I said all that, huh? General Flynn is. Did I see him there? Is he going to be there? I don't think Flynn's going to be there. And Vandersteel. Wow. Looking forward to that one, man. 28 and 29. Now, we got to do something about this. We got to get better because at the same time, Tom Dunn's got one going on. Click on that one through the black. I think I sent that to you. Tom Dunn has one going the same weekend in Mansfield, Ohio. He's looking to get it up. Bear with me a second. I'm sorry, Spence. I should have given you a little bit more. I didn't forward that to you. That explains it. Dude. Spencer's doing wonders over here. It's called Strangeland. Strangeland. And it's going to get more into the spiritual aspect, the darkness of everything that's going on. And that's coming up. Spencer's working on it. He'll get it up on the screen for us here in a second. Strangeland, March 27 through the 30th in Mansfield, Ohio. And Tom Dunn, folks, the spiritual stuff, right? Want to know what's going on from a spiritual standpoint? There's the schedule. Tom Dunn, Mike Spaulding, Mark Harrington, Vicky Joy Anderson, Patrick Meacham, Jason Spears, and Christopher Dean, Satanic Control Matrix, Noel Kidd, Kenny Say, George Carneal, Nathan White, folks, the good stuff. Pastor Bill Dunphy, Coach Dave wrapping it up on Saturday night. So yeah, I gotta be both places, but they're only about 35 minutes apart. So another great thing, man. Put this in the chat as well. I'm sorry I haven't been promoting this stuff. Folks, this is here. Listen. Is where you go meet like-minded people. You get to go see people who think like you, right? Expose you to stuff that you didn't even know. So God bless Tom Dunn for doing that. Then I got to throw this up there. I'm going to be in Minnesota on the 15th. That's like next weekend, isn't it? And that, I didn't send you that, did I? I don't know if I have a flyer on that. I'm going to be in Winona, Minnesota next Saturday. I think it is. I'll find out. Those of you out there in Minnesota, love to see you there. Catch my breath. Let me catch my breath here. Okay, cool. A lot going on, friends. Look, we live in, I'm telling you, yeah. I don't mean to be redundant, but folks, it's now, man. It's now or never. This is the opportunity. Remember, the Bible tells us that the whole creation groaneth, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. What is it? Oh, my goodness. Manifestations of the Son of God. What does it mean? What's the manifestation? It means appearing, showing up, materializing. The whole creation groaneth, waiting for the men of God to show up. That's what it says. Spencer's ahead of me. The act of disclosing what is secret, unseen, or obscure. Discovery to the eye or to the understanding. Now, Spencer, see if you can find out. The whole creation groaneth, waiting for the spiritual to show up. For the spiritual to show up. The whole creation's groaning, waiting for God's people to be God's people. That's the way that I read it. Look at him. He's finding it. He found it. Romans 8:22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together into now, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption, the glorious liberty of the children of God. Oh my goodness, folks. What a time to be alive. What a time to be. Okay, I'm going to pause because somebody else out there may have an announcement or something they want to say or something. I got some good stuff today, but I just felt the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, just wanted to mention a month away, Coach, you'll be out here in Wisconsin.
Please.
For yeah. Rob Pugh's event. And
sorry, I forgot that, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's a little short, but there's some excellent speakers. You ran it through us in the past there, and he's got some Arthur Pawlowski and the rest coming in. And people aren't signing up as quick as they should. And if you can't make it, but, you know, throw $69 in the pot and
that's
help
right,
the man.
Pull that back. Pull that up there, Spencer. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com on their website. Look, folks, look. Rob has brought in I'm sorry, I forgot all about it. My head's spinning. April 4th and 5th. There it is, right? In Wisconsin. If you can't go, support Rob. He's really out over his skis on this one. Pastor Art, Ted Brower, Matt Twell, and man, another all-star crowd. Don Wolf, Scott Shara, Grace's dad, Pastor Butch, Mike Spaulding. Wow. Leighton Howerton's going to be playing some music. Sorry, Ray, you keep prodding me, man. Hey, folks, come on. Help us out here, right? Help them out. If you have to, just buy a ticket. Just support him. Buy a ticket. Because, like I said, he's out over his skis bringing in a really, really good group. Isn't it good that we're finally getting out and gathering together again? That's one of the things that they haven't wanted us to do, folks. More than anything, they did not want us to get together. They didn't want it. That's part of what all this shutting everything down about has been all about. Thanks, Ray, for jumping in there. Sorry about that, man. Huh? Amen. Amen. Anybody else got something for the good of the group? Do it now, man. I got some great stuff to pull up here. Anybody? Guess not, huh? Man, that doesn't happen very often. All right, pull up for me, says Ted Nugent. Hang on, are you guys looking at me? It's a dog and pony show for sure. The dog and pony show. This group stands up and applauds. This group sits on their hands. They bring in Pelosi. They bring all the ghouls in there. But I like Ted Nugent, kind of gets right down to it in a way, right? So Ted Nugent posted this. He said, I still see posts from pathetic souls who are livid over what Trump is doing. That's true, right? Huh? Why do they hate Trump so much? Please don't miss this. It's a spiritual war. It's a spiritual war. And Donald Trump right now is God's weapon. Yep. God's weapon. And I mentioned it the other day, and I want you to ask yourself this. Who is one bold, unashamed, truth-speaking Christian in Congress who boldly says it over and over? Dale Socia told us that Mike Johnson's a good Christian. I wish he'd be a little bit more Christian, to be honest with you. They're not ashamed to be trannies. They're not ashamed to promote homos. They're not ashamed of all that stuff. We're the Christians. Why don't the Christians stand up and say, this is a Christian value? We're for this because marriage is between a man and a woman. We're for this because God created them male and female. That's why we're trying to restore. Why don't they say we're trying to restore Christianity back into our culture? Why don't they say that? Why can't a guy like Ted Nugent so clearly say it? When millions of illegals were ushered in through the southern border, they didn't say a damn thing. When they abandoned millions of dollars worth of military equipment in Afghanistan, they didn't say anything. When they flaunted a two-tier justice system and locked up all of our buddies on J6, huh? Nobody said anything. They didn't say anything. When they covered up the Hunter laptop, nope, there's no barking there. When they passed a $1 trillion infrastructure bill that failed miserably, nobody said anything. Nobody griped and moaned. When they forced Americans to take an untested vaccine, our elected officials didn't say anything. When inflation crushed the middle class, crickets. When they sent billions to Ukraine, crickets. When chemtrails polluted the water in East Palestine, Ohio, they ignored it. Still ignoring it. They didn't say nothing. When Americans were raped and robbed and murdered by illegals, crickets. When they implanted Kamala as the presidential nominee without getting a single vote, and say nothing. Nobody said anything, right? When they turn our classrooms into liberal and indoctrination camps, silence. When they tax our tax dollars on inmates' transition surgeries. When they spend your tax dollars turning men into women in prison. Nobody said anything. When they came for our free speech, silence. When they gave free money, food, and five-star hotels to illegals. Didn't say anything. When they gave the citizens of Hawaii $700 after losing their entire city, nobody said anything. When they came for our free speech, crickets. When the DEI weakened the military and put our national security at risk, silence. When they colluded with the media to push false reports, they said nobody said anything. When it was open season on law enforcement and criminals reigned, didn't say anything. When they weaponized the justice system to take down their political opponents, nobody said nothing. When the bureaucrats took over the White House and ran the government, even though we had a president of the United States who was incapable of doing the job, nobody said nothing. When they covered up Biden's rapidly declining mental state, some of those people ought to go to jail. When they groomed our kids in school and hid it from the parents, didn't say anything. When the drug epidemic exploded and thousands died annually through fentanyl poisoning, nobody barked. When they groomed our kids in schools and hid it from the parents, my lips are sealed. When the drug epidemic exploded and thousands died annually, nothing. When they accosted the Jews on the campuses, nothing. When they weaponized the intelligence agencies against God-fearing Americans, zip it. They spent $45 million on diversity and inclusion scholarships. In Burma, nobody peeped a word. When they let men play women's sports, all the feminists shut their traps. When they chanted death to America and burned our flag, nobody cared. When they shut down our energy production and emboldened Russia, didn't say anything. When the crime rates in America, cities increased. Well, thousands of veterans were left to sleep out on the streets. When 300,000 migrant children went missing and no one had a clue, didn't see a bit of it on the media. When Joe Biden pardoned his friends and family, in contradiction to what he said he was going to do. When they sent billions to Iran and inadvertently funded Hamas. What? Oh, yeah. Funded our enemies. Still nobody's hung. Nobody's hung. When men were celebrated for pretending to be women, they let a Chinese spy balloon sail all the way across America. That is pretty amazing, isn't it? God bless Ted Nugent. When 50 intelligent agents all lied to bury the Hunter Biden laptop as Russian disinformation, nobody did nothing. When American citizens were taken hostage and held for a year in Gaza, nobody said anything. When Facebook admitted they conspired with the Biden administration to censor the truth. When they cleaned the streets of San Francisco for the communist Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit, nobody called out the hypocrisy. When Fauci and the WHO peddled COVID-19 virus lies and covered up the origins. Sorry. When they sealed the January 6th commission files or lost them. What if you lost your income tax form? When you saw the corruption, the lies, the bad policy, the anti-American agenda, and said nothing. So please spare us your crocodile tears and your fake hysteria now. For 4 years, you watched this country get run into the ground on all fronts and said nothing. Benny, that'd be a boom. That'd be a boom from Ted Nugent.
Boom.
That'd be a boom from Ted Nugent. Oh, my goodness. How about this number two? I'm just throwing some information out there. Do what you want. Yeah, Paul, they killed millions of unborn babies. Put grandmas in prison for defending them. Nobody said nothing. How about this one? Here's a good one. Yeah, Jack. Ghislaine Maxwell charged with providing children for all the traffic. And nobody charged with doing anything to the kids that were trafficked. Isn't that funny? We know these kids were trafficked, but who? How about this one? Pope, they say, well, listen to it. Go ahead.
And just see now, Pope Francis has spent all night screaming at demons who are trying to drag him to hell. The Vatican has confirmed. 88-year-old Francis remains in hospital battling kidney failure, brought on by double pneumonia. But this battle pales in comparison, posed by the beclawed, soul-eating demons from hell. A spokes-cardinal confirmed that the pontiff had to be sedated last night after screaming, "Get these evil bastards off of me," as a portal to hell opened up at the end of his hospital bed. Sparking fears, the end is near for the leader of the Catholic Church.
Wow, I think that's true. You think that's true? Huh? Oh, my goodness. Well, okay, so let me go on. Let me keep going here. Let me go on. Let's go to number eight real quick. No. Let's go to number six. I'll connect the dots. Here's Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard telling us who really runs the government. Go ahead.
Who actually runs the government, in your experience?
Not who you think it is. It's not even people who we vote for. When you look at what happened when President Biden had that infamous debate with President Trump, it exposed the reality that many of us have known for a long time, which is that President Biden has not been the guy calling the shots. He has not been the guy making the decisions, nor has it been Kamala Harris, for that matter, nor will it be if she is elected president. It is this cabal of, you know, the Democrat elite, the woke warmongers, made up of the likes of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and, you know, Tony Blinken and Jake Sullivan and, you know, people who are in the military industrial complex, people who profit from us being in a constant state of war. It is those in the administrative state, in the national security state, who derive more authorities and ability to take away our liberty when we are in a heightened state of crisis or war. It is their friends and billionaires and people in media who all derive their power from being able to have a figurehead that essentially they can control.
Who actually?
There you go. Huh? Yeah, that's why it didn't matter whether Joe Biden was comatose or not. Because he ain't running it. He ain't running it. Sorry. Is Trump running it? Appears to be, but I don't know. I really don't know if he is or not, right? So pull up number seven. Pull up number seven. I don't know if you guys saw this. Everything is so programmed. So programmed. What this is a montage of, I got a bigger one. It's like 100 of them, of these puppets saying the exact same thing. Are you ready? Are you ready? You think everything's not controlled? Go ahead.
When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
That ain't true. That's what you just heard. Since Donald Trump's presidency, prices are not down. They're up. Inflation is getting worse. The price of gross gas, eggs, of ascension is not getting better. It's getting worse.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump has done nothing to lower costs for you instead to tomorrow. Instead, he's letting Elon Musk take a chainsaw to drive the government programs and then be worse, giving him access to American sensitive data, social security numbers, tax returns, health care, he's firing thousands of essential workers,
people who help our veterans to get their benefits, people fighting Ebola in Africa so it doesn't come here, frozen funding for vital programs that so many American families need, cancer, education, payments to family farmers, and so much more. Why are they doing this? Trump, Musk, Doge are taking these vital services away from you for one reason only, so they can give tax breaks to their billionaires club. Their plan is awful, simply awful. Billionaires win, families lose. And that is the truth.
And that is the truth.
And that is the truth.
What's going on, folks? Well, I know what it is. Hey, Spence. There's a bigger one, huh? There's another one. Play that one, Spencer. Look at this.
Immediately bring prices down starting on day.
All reading the same script. Psalm 2, Spence, real quick. Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a thing, vain thing. Because the kings of this earth set themselves. And the rulers who have all the money and control all the money and buy people off take counsel together against Christianity and the truth of Christianity. And they say, let's break their bands asunder and let's cast away let's get Christ out of here so we can do what we want to do. When are we going to understand the spiritual war manifesting in the natural right in front of us? But here's the good news. He that sits in the heaven laughs. Huh? See, we're so convinced we're going to lose. He's laughing. Why? Because he's going to have them in derision. Oh, yeah. He's going to speak unto them in his wrath, and he's going to vex them in his sore displeasure. That's what the word says. The Bible says it. I believe it. That settles it. Scroll on down. Yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. And I will declare the decree the Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen. Do you guys see this? We are inheriting the heathen. They're not inheriting us. Ask me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Oh, my goodness. We got this thing backwards. Be wise now, therefore, O kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in the Lord. I'm sorry. We're getting ready to win. Hang on, Randy. One more thing got on me today. Number 5, Proverbs 18. I'm going to go about 2 more minutes and then I'm going to turn over. Do you guys ever get out the Proverbs and just read the Proverbs? And not just read them. I hear people say, Coach, I've read through the Bible 38 times. All right, good. How much have you applied it? Huh? Coach, I've watched that video 48 times. Good. Have you done what it said? Listen to the wisdom here in Proverbs 18. All the Proverbs are this way. Through desire, man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. A fool hath no delight in understanding. A fool doesn't. Those people sat on their butts last night, wouldn't stand up. But that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy reproach. The words of a man's mouth are as deep as waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. I'm going to caution you a little bit here. Some of you guys are speaking damnation into your own lives. You hear something from the devil and you repeat it. And you give life to a thought. Oh, yeah. It's not good to accept the person of the wicked. Let me say it again. It's not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is in his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Speaking something must have power. The words of a talebearer are his wounds, but they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. My wife admitted to me last night, I'm not telling anything, sweetie. She admitted to me last night, you know, she said, a lot of people are dealing with rejection. That's why they're angry. They're rejection. They've been rejected. I'm talking to a lot of you out there. Rejection from your family, rejection from your friends. A deep, deep wound. They go down into the innermost parts of your belly. Can't get rid of them. Can't get rid of them. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. How much time do you waste? Do I waste? The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it. They're safe. The rich man's wealth, Washington, D.C., is his strong city, and as in a high wall in his own conceit. Those rich people getting those special seats last night. Before destruction of the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. He that answereth a matter before he hear it. Uh-oh. Some of you underline this one. He that answereth a matter before he hears it. It's folly and shame unto him. Making judgments before you know the facts. It's folly and shame. The spirit of a man will sustain him in his infirmity. Uh-oh. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? Talking to some of y'all out there. Need healing, forgiveness. The heart of the prudent get knowledge. And the ear of the wise seek knowledge. Man's gifts makes room for him, bringeth him before great men. Wow. Amen. He that is first in his own cause seems just. But his neighbor comes and searches him. Yeah, ask him a question. Why are you doing that? The lot causeth contentions to cease, imparteth between the mighty. Uh-oh, you ready? You ready? Michelle, you ready? A brother offended is harder to be won in a strong city. And their contentions are like the bars of a castle. Some of you, some of us, are still locked into that prison of unforgiveness. Man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. Wow. What's coming out of your mouth? And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. What kind of fruit are you producing? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Oh, yes. Sometimes we speak our own destiny. Amen on this one. Whoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Thank you for Michelle. And obtaineth favor of the Lord. The poor make excuses. But Donald Trump answers roughly. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Dudes, that's some wisdom, right? We ought to read and follow some of those proverbs every day. All right, I'm done. I think I'm done. Sort of done. Come on in, Randy.
It's alive, isn't it, Coach?
It's alive, baby. It's alive.
I could eat that. Jeremiah said, I found your words and I ate them. And they became to me the joy and the delight of my soul. Coach, I can eat this today right here. Just what you read. Just this Proverbs. What is there? 21 of them. 24.
18.
Chapter 18. I could run on that a week. If you really get it. If you really eat it. But if you don't eat it, Coach, you may not have any strength to run. So it's all about you taking and applying the Word of God and implementing it, right?
Right.
So, but Coach, going back to the iron, what are swords made of? Swords are made of iron. Coach, I named my ranch Iron L Ranch. Mm. And I had back in that day, I had no idea what was going to happen down the road. But you know what? And you know, I see myself, and this is as carrying the sword, the iron, the rod of iron. With Amen. Christ in me, the hope of glory, and the Spirit of God in me, showing me, speaking. And we take his word, Coach, and we take that sword. The sword is the word of God in Ephesians 6. If we can see ourselves implementing the kingdom of God, who's ruling?
Mm.
Coach, when you deal with someone, when Paul, someone comes to his office and he speaks to them and with health, and then he says, and oh, by the way, Jesus is king over this nation. Who's ruling here? The righteous are ruling even Amen. When they don't even understand it, Coach.
Amen. Amen.
I believe it.
Amen. Amen. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, and when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And that's where we are. And we don't understand that the whole creation groaneth, waiting for God's people to show up. What is it about? Folks, there isn't anybody who can explain, promote truth other than God's people. We're the only ones that can do it. The Bible says you shall know the truth. By the way, truth is a person. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the light. No one comes to the Father except by me. Jesus is the truth. How do we think that we're going to be able to see the manifestation of the Son of God if we won't speak the truth? We won't do it. We don't want to offend anybody last night. President Trump called out Pocahontas last night. There were some moments in that thing. Are you kidding me? Yeah, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Some of those things need to be said. Put up number 4 real quick. Somebody come on in there and talk to me then. Go to the 3-minute 40-second mark.
This.
Here's what's really going on. Right there. Start right there. Okay. Here's what's really going on. This is from, I forget the guy's name, Jeffrey Sachs. That's who it is. Go ahead, play it.
World could be altogether different.
I do believe that we could be in a true age of abundance if we got our heads on straight. We could transform the planet. We could protect the climate system. We could protect biodiversity. We could ensure every child gets a good education. We could do so many wonderful things right now. And so what do we need to do that? In my view, we need peace, most importantly. And my basic point is there are no deep reasons for conflict anywhere. As every conflict I study is just a mistake. It's not, we are not struggling for Lebensraum. That idea that came from Malthus and that became a Nazi idea was always a wrong idea. It was a mistake, a fundamental intellectual mistake. An intellectual mistake, by the way, because leading scientists adopted the idea that we had race wars, we had national wars, we had wars of survival because we don't have enough on the planet. As an economist, I can tell you, we have plenty on the planet for everybody's development. Plenty. We're not in a conflict with China. We're not in a conflict with Russia. If we calm down, if you ask about the long term is very good, thank you. The long term, if we don't blow ourselves up, is very good. The prospects are very positive if we construct the peace.
There you go. Yeah, right? What did Donald Trump say? I just want people to stop killing each other. I just want to stop killing each other. Well, that'd be a place to start with. All right, I've rambled on a lot here. Somebody come on in here and rescue me this morning. Come on, somebody. Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, Coach. You know this is a purposeful mistake. The wars are made to make them evil men rich.
Ray. Evil men, right, Ray?
Yep,
Men. We've turned the government over to evil men. That's why we're getting what we're getting. Go ahead.
Yeah, they are controlling both sides of the spectrum. They're making money off of both sides. It's always been that way. We have no gripe against any Chinese person or Asian person or any black person. It's just all convoluted, and we know it. And on it goes. So I don't know what the answer is to that. But
the kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord. Told us right there, it's called too. And the church doesn't get it. And the government said the church is a separation. Get out of here. We don't want you here. The church says, thank you. Thank you, Massa. Thank you, Massa. The whole creation groaneth, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. It's pretty clear, I think. Pastor Tom.
Good morning. I was thinking about this morning. I watched my president last night drop a boom plenty of times. I was watching the Democrats. I was watching Republicans. And of course, we know a lot of swamp in there.
Amen.
But it blows my mind. I've got a couple friends. And one, I was real tempted just to text because I thought the TDS syndrome was going to go nuts. I thought watching him, we got the Trump derangement syndrome, they call it. And I was praying, just asking the Lord about this and listening here this morning. Here's just a thought. It's one man's opinion. I really don't think it's Trump they hate. I think they hate. I don't think there's good. When you look at their perceptions of what they perceive as good, it's evil.
Amen.
Woe to those
who call good evil and evil good, right?
Bam. And that is what it is. Whenever there's something actually good, they call it evil. Amen. And then when they've got like transgenderism, mutilating children, murdering babies, riots, everything. It's, well, mostly peaceful. And you, the lie, it's not, they don't see their own. They do not see, and this is amazing, deceiving and what? Deceiving themselves.
The God of this world has blinded them, Tom. The God of this world has blinded
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Lies in hypocrisy. They literally lie about when those signs, I was looking at the signs, lies, steal. You know, the one thing was protect our veterans. I wanted to smack him because I'm thinking, no, you don't. You want to murder more children, that's more right. of our kids. And our veterans, they've been
Tom,
treated.
Look, poorly. Hey, Tom, they have no self-awareness. They have no idea what they looked like before the American people sitting down the entire time. They have no self-awareness. They've been seized. And I can tell you something. They're going under. That's going to go under. Why? Because the whole creation's groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. It's time for the sons of God to show up. Thanks, Tom. I'm going to move. Amen. Dr. Paul.
Today is Ash Wednesday for all you non-Catholics.
Oh, no, they are.
That's so anyway, I just wanted to a shout out to Pastor Payne. God sent him into my world a couple of days ago, and I really wanted to confess to a brother who I trusted, and it happened, and things have turned in my life greatly.
Praise the Lord.
And anyway, I just want to tell people, I mean, it always comes down to me is this crazy idea that killing babies in this wonderful country is healthcare. And it just revolves and revolves. And it's something that happened 50, 60 years ago, Coach.
It's still going on.
Yeah, and we're talking billions of babies worldwide since yep. Roe versus Wade. And until that gets taken care of, God's not going to be kind to us.
That's right. Hey, Paul, we're killing babies, calling it health care. We're cutting off penises, calling it health care.
Unbelievable.
Breasts, calling it health care, right? Unbelievable.
And you know, Coach, you turned it right around. You called me one day. You said, what do? I can't get this expensive medication. And it's simple. It's simple. But they just don't want you to know these things, Coach.
Amen. Pharmacology. So I was bragging earlier about my heart going to the doctor yesterday. Folks, I've been using natural stuff. I said to somebody the other day, my wife, well, she said, you going to go to the doctor? I said, hell, other than Paul Goslin, I don't know anyone I'd trust. Huh? Anybody feel that way? I don't know anyone I'd trust.
Trust God, Coach. Trust God, right?
Well, amen. But he led me to you. I trust you.
I'm not God. I'm not God, but he uses the heck out of me.
You're going to tell me the truth. You're going to say, Coach, I wouldn't do that if I were you. I wouldn't do that.
About protecting veterans, I know one that got shot in the street, Coach.
Amen. Oh, my goodness. Jack, we're glad you're here, Paul. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, so the elephant in the room, the big question is, what are we now? These guys, you guys are all doers. So what are we going to do with the momentum? This is our time. We have 18 months. We don't have 4 years. We have 18 months. What are we going to do to push this snowball so it can't be stopped? We have to push this snowball so that it buries them. You don't make a deal with the devil. You destroy these evildoers. Maine is packed with them. That guy from Texas there, Green, he got up and he's yelling at Trump and he's waving his cane and they escorted him out. Good for him. I hate what he stands for, but I'm glad that he did it. Our Maine representatives all sat mute as Laura Libby stood and challenged the evil Speaker of the House, and they censured her. They told her she couldn't speak on the floor. Mm-hmm. And the Republicans sat there and did nothing because we don't have the numbers. You bunch of wimps.
It's courage. It takes a little bit of courage, right? Now, look, here's me. Say what you want to about Trump. This ain't about Trump. I listened to most of it last night. Towards the end, I turned it off. I got to be honest with you. I would have stood up with almost everything he said. Almost, I didn't agree with everything, and but for the most part, he was saying what I think, right? Common sense stuff. And yet, oh my goodness, the infighting in Christianity that Trump isn't righteous enough is beyond me. Because all the righteous men are hidden behind their pulpits. All the righteous ones are. At least he's out there saying, in my lifetime, the president of the United States never had the courage to say what I heard that guy say last night. Never, never, ever, ever. He wasn't reaching across the aisle. He wasn't trying to buddy up with the Democrats. He wasn't trying to do any of that, man. He was calling it like it is. That's what an old coach would do, I think. Joe Allen, come in, then Lorraine. You got 5 minutes.
Well, you look at the whipping that Trump gave last night.
Right.
When is the last time you've seen a congressman walked out on his heels?
Not only that, they called the police to get him out of there. What a moment that was.
Walked him out the door.
Yep.
Enough said.
I mean, more of that. Laura Ann.
Can I pray for about this whole thing and that little boy, DJ?
Hmm.
Was made an FBI agent last night.
Yeah, that was cool. Amen.
And all those families he acknowledged. Like, how cool is it? All those families were recognized. You know, the nurse who was tortured to death in Georgia, you know, going to nursing school, the little DJ, you know, all the service members that kicked off Biden's, you know, reign of terror of killing all of those in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like everybody was recognized for their pain. They weren't ignored. And for that one Democrat lady who stood up when DJ was talked about and clapped, she's a precious one. So, Lord God, we come to you. And we thank you for the families that were recognized last night, because they recognize each and every one of us that are here today. Donald Trump brought humanity back into the White House. He brought the people back into the White House. He brought families back into the White House. He walks alongside those, Lord God, and is bearing the burden of the United States people, the people. He's a shepherd. He's a shepherd who smells like the sheep in the green room. He's not one that separates himself to such a great extent where he's so disconnected to the pain and the suffering, the joy and the laughter. May the joy of you, Lord, be his strength to J.D. Vance, to every single officer, and even including Dan Bongino. But that little boy, DJ, that precious, precious little boy, may you bring the right people around his family to support him. And Lord Jesus, may his testimony be that you, Lord Jesus Christ, healed him from cancer and that his cancer bows to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It will not take his life. It gives him a platform of victory and pride to want to be one who serves and protects on your behalf, setting up a new standard of what law enforcement looks like in the eyes of that little boy who's going to be one of your great men. And to that young man that was who lost his father, who served in our country and as a police officer lost his life, is now at West Point. Thank you for the gifts that you keep on giving, the miracles upon miracles, and that the enemy is being shut up and torn down and torn apart, because your love is showing up now in the green room, because we have people who represent the people and smell like them and bleed like us and cry like us and laugh like us. And thank you for Pastor Dave and Michelle. Bless them, protect them, knit their hearts tighter and tighter together, protect their family and their property and their animals and every blade of grass and every piece of dirt on their property. So you get the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Laura Ann. Thank you. Alan, quickly.
I just going to say real quick, Coach, those three-letter agencies,
They should have stayed out of Melania's drawers because they ticked him off.
Yeah, that's right. Huh? Vengeance is mine. The Lord will repay, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, look, again, I don't idolize Donald Trump, but he's the Lord's hammer right now. Is the body of Christ, the whole creation groaneth, waiting for God's people to show up. God bless you. See you later.